Hello, hello, people of earth, people above, people who are under, people all around. How y'all doing this morning? Well, really, afternoon. How y'all doing today? It's your boy, Eli. Y'all call me E, Elijah, guy to the podcast, whatever you want to call me. But I'm here for y'all, here to help y'all get y'all through the day. Yesterday was a good day for me. I hope it was a good day for y'all. My morning routine was good this morning. Today's starting out very positive, very good. And like I said, my last episode, write down how many good days you had versus how many bad days you had. And then the things that led to those bad days or those rougher days, make sure you wrote down what you did that morning. And then at the end of the week, take the time to assess so you can have better, more positive weeks, positive days, whether you're working, you're off, you know, just doing something productive. Just make sure that you are staying on the right track and really trying to build good habits to go forward. I got this little passage I want to read to you real quick, because it's going to be based on what this episode is about today. This is called Go Into All Four Rooms. This episode is called Protecting Your Kingdom, or I like to call it Rocking My Baby, because you got to protect your kingdom. And the kingdom what I'm trying to get to is, there's this old Indian proverb. It says that everyone is a house with four rooms, right? A physical, a mental, an emotional, and a spiritual. Most of us tend to live in one room most of the time. But unless we go into every room every day, even if it's only to keep it aired out, we are not a complete person. And that right there hit me, because I'm like, that's what makes you you. That's what builds you up. That's what makes you a person. This is your foundation, those four pillars. You know, if one pillar lacks, that puts more stress on the other ones. And then you start getting stressed on those, and eventually those give out. Next thing, you have a collapsed roof. You have no foundation. You have nothing to build off of. You can't build on that. You can't continue to grow on that with no foundation. So I like this because I want to know what rooms are y'all strong points and what rooms are your guys' weak points. And how can you establish that? How can you really register? Like, okay, you know what? I need to go in my mental room more. Yeah, I need to go in my mental. Like my living room's a little dirty. That's my physical. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. How can you break that down? How can we establish which room, which area, which pillar that you need to work on? Recently, one thing I noticed is this. It's weird because we don't identify. Like I said, if you can spend too much time in one room, and that could be your best room, or spend too much time in that room can make that your worst room. So when you walk into these four rooms, these four pillars, whether it's your emotional, your mental, your physical, your spiritual, which room do you walk in? Which are organized? Which are cluttered? Which one has good people in it? Which one doesn't? The environment. Do you walk in one room and it's just filled with drugs, alcohol, porn, you know, food, video games, any addiction of your addictions? Or is it filled with, you know, I go in this room, this is my escape room. This is where I come in tune with my emotions. I don't numb myself by just pouring myself out with alcohol like I used to do, or relying on drugs like I used to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to sit here and you really got to sit down and understand, like, okay, this room is like this because boom. So first one I like to start off with would be I'm just going to get deep with y'all. It was my mental room. My mental room was a wreck. It was chaotic. It was good at one point. It was solid. I was very, very, everybody know me. I was very, very, I'm very a big mental health advocate, because it's not relied to us. It's not really spoken to us enough, you know, especially me at a young age. You know, my pops, he told me a lot of things, my mom, but it was just like me and my pops, at some point, it was like talking to a wall. You know, I'd be trying to go through things. I was having ideas, thoughts, and, you know, questioning myself. And I tried to talk to him about it, but it's like with him, it was like, he's older, so he's that old school mentality. But with my mom's like, I love you, boys, okay, you know, it's crazy, like night and day. I'm like, dang, like, I wish dad was like this, you know. So just things like that. So my mental was like kind of, not saying without a hindrance, but I definitely didn't really, like, I was that person like, man, you ain't sad, bro, like, you know, I was like, man, you ain't this. And I was the one who was the enabler. I'm like, bro, let's go drink, you know what I'm saying, let's go smoke, like, let's go do something. Like, and I'm just like, I look back, I'm like, how many people did I lead down astray? How many people did I come in their crib and I fucked their room up? Think about it. How many rooms have you think you might have fucked up? I know I fucked up quite a few. And I can admit that. I can openly admit that. And I apologize for those people who I did do that to. But now I'm here at 25, striving, doing better, not trying to fuck up rooms. I found myself being the cleanup. You know, people come to me and I'm just like, wow, like, I don't have it all. I don't have the answers. You know what I'm saying? But others, they come to me and ask me, and I'm always there. I'm always there, no matter what I'm going through, no matter how my house could be destroyed. I could be like, hey, man, you know, like I said, a tornado flew over. Yeah, a couple of tornadoes came through and ruined and killed my shit. My room is destroyed. My bed's upside down. My window's broke. My AC don't work. I got no water. Got no heat. You know what I'm saying? My house got ran through, dude. I got floods. Come on now. But guess what? I could be on my little boat paddling to you, to your house, and be like, hey, what you need help with? I see your house is going, it's not making it. It looks like it's about to go under. And I will be there. So, like I said, my mental was really messed up. What caused that was certain environments. What can cause these? Let's get right here to it. So, environments. What's around you? Your peers. You're a product of your peers. What you attract what you think. You attract what you are. So, if you enable something, you allowing something, you're going to attract that. Family. Are they holding you 100% accountable? Because your friends can hold you accountable, but they're still your friends. Yes, you have those family friends, and those are the one real ones you need. But family will tell you straight up. And that's when it hurts. Like when family does you wrong, because that's family. But you need that family, that brute honesty, because it's family. You're going to lie. You're going to be like, hey. Like I tell my brother, like, Mike, you need to get your shit together. I be telling him all the time. God bless me, he's doing a lot better. But at the same time, it took him a little bit. I have to tell my mom, like, mom, you ain't being a mom right now. Be on Madison harder. Be on my sister harder. Get her right. You know what I'm saying? Same with my pops. I'm like, pops, you gotta be a little more sensitive, dude. Like, you can't be on that whoop-de-whoop. You know, he's a good guy. I'm not talking down, but I'm like, you gotta ease up. And with me, I had a bad attitude. I get mad easy. I had to work on that. So my mental was always in this state of rage. I felt like I was so easy to be triggered. You know, if something, and not even like my, like, oh, things didn't go my way, but if things just didn't go smoothly, and I'm talking about not just me, but other people, like, I was very protective over my friends and my peers around my family. So when they were down, I felt down. When I couldn't help them, I felt like I was useless. I used to take that on myself and eat myself alive. And that killed me. That killed my mental. And it took a lot out of me. Fast forward, you know, about last year sometime, some stuff went down. Had a bad falling out with some friends of mine, you know. Good group of people that I was with, and we just had a bad falling out, and it just sucked because I looked at it and I was like, man, y'all were my extended family. I don't have that no more. You know what I'm saying? I missed that, you know, and it ate me up because now I'm my environment is different. My landscape changed. My house is not the same. My house is different. I did a little reorganization. I lost a couple couches. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? I lost a chair or two. I lost that. Man, I could have sworn I had the... Yeah, it's gone. It's missing. I got to find it. That's why I started realizing I was missing things. So to replace those things, I didn't go out and be like, you know what? I feel naked in this house. Let me just go buy this. No, I took my time. I did research. I looked. I found new people who I can trust now. I found better peers, a better environment. I want to be here right now. I thank the Lord for my roommate. She's a rock. She's a warrior. But without her, I'll be lost. I thank the Lord for my pops. Without my pops, I definitely be here right now. Cause I tried to pull the trigger before. Yes, I tried to commit suicide before, and I can admit that I definitely have. Yes, and it was scary. It was really scary. And if it wasn't for my old roommate, shout out Shakir, I wouldn't be here right now. And he's probably like three people probably know that. So the fact that, you know, he was there and he helped me get through that in a rough spot in my life. Cause I found out some stuff. I was going through some stuff and he was there for me day by day. And I don't forget that. So shout out Shakir. And then my mom, that's a warrior. So I'm happy for her. And she's doing a lot better. She always helps me out. Always sends me positive, like love. Just, hey, E, how you doing? I love you. Bye. I'm like, I need that. Cause sometimes I feel I'm not loved, you know? So my mental, and the reason my mental room or capacity was going down because my emotions were all over the place. You walk in that room, I had cups of water on the floor, I had empty water bottles, I had food, it smelled, it needed to be aired out. I had bad people living in that state of me. Nothing against them, you know, it's just life, it happens, but they weren't good for my emotions at that time, or they were enabling my emotions. Yes, I still have the right to say no, of course. But let's think about it. You had a vulnerable state of mind. You're open. You feel naked. You feel raw. And you get that one little sense of hope. And like, hey, just do this. Or just come on, just do that. And you're like, okay, you know what? I feel comfortable. I'm going to try it. And you do it. And you realize at that time that gratification is good. But the delayed gratification is going to not be good. It's going to be bad. That's a delayed negative, I call it, because at that time it may not feel negative. You might feel like, you know what, I'm helping myself, but really you're numbing yourself so far to the point where you start losing yourself in tune with your emotions, your spiritual. And that's why I started becoming numb to my emotions. I started becoming nonchalant to a lot of things. I was really standoffish to like females. Like, I'm like, dude, you're emotional. And it's just like, it's so dismissive. It's so wrong. You can't do that. Even my boys, I'm like, bro, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, if you don't tighten up, like, it was bad. And I was just like thinking, like, everybody, if I'm so mentally strong, if I can do this, why can't they? And I got to realize there's only one Eli. There's only one, you know, of you out there. So now everybody's going to be in the same wavelength, the same game plan as you. Everybody's house you go into is wrong. So that's what I'm saying. You got to protect it like it's a baby. You got to protect your house, protect your kingdom, like rock my baby. Like, you ever get a baby? You say, rock my baby. You know what I'm saying? You hold it so tight, but so gentle. It's so close to you, but yet you're not suffocating it. You're giving it this space to breathe and be safe, but you're also having it so protected that no matter what, nobody can touch it. Nothing can get close to it. Nobody can even see it. You just have it right in your arms. That's how you can protect your house. That's how you can protect your kingdom. That's how you got to protect your energy. And that's how you protect your four pillars. So my emotion, my mental were definitely tampered with. And that started taking on towards my physical. And I started losing weight. I was not looking so healthy. Another thing outside, I was drinking so much to the point that I went to the hospital. I had to get checked out because I was just like, man, I couldn't eat nothing. Like, I felt like I had a hole in my stomach. I couldn't eat nothing. It was bad. Went there, and literally the doctor was like, hey, be honest, do you drink? And me, like, no, of course not, I don't drink. Little do you know, I'm over here. I went to the hospital probably damn near drunk. I just got done drinking. That's how it started happening. I try to eat, I drink, and I, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, right? So I go there, and the lady's like, you know, we did tests and everything. I know you drink. Don't give me the answer. And she said, don't give me that standardized little, oh, you know, I drink here and there. I'm a social. She's like, no, how much does Eli drink? And be honest with yourself. And I said, doctor, I probably drink damn near every day. And how many times a day? I lose count. I just keep going until I pass out. And she said, I could tell because we found, you know, a small mass on your liver. You had this thing. It's like, not like a hole in your stomach, but it was like my stomach lining was like really messed up, like kind of tearing up a little bit. And that's because I was drinking so much that alcohol was trying to process with the food and everything. It was just tearing my stomach lining. So it was like I was kind of like internally like digesting, but it wasn't digest all the way. It was I had food literally just sitting in my stomach. I almost didn't get my stomach pumped up. They were that worried. But they gave me some antibiotics. I'm here and I'm healthy. But that was something really, really deep. And I was scared. Never been so scared in my life at that moment. Because I wasn't scared of death. I was more scared like, you know, I got pushed this far. I'm at the brink right now. So who's at their brink right now? Who feels that way? I bet it's a lot of us who probably feel or been that way. Whose house might, and that's what I'm saying, somebody might need a little boost. Your spiritual or your mental could be stronger than theirs. They might just need that. But before you go help them, you got to make sure that your house is squared away. Your four foundations are good. Because when somebody projects something to you, that their energy is projected, but you're also losing a little bit of energy of yourself. And a lot of people don't realize that. When somebody projects at you or is like talking to you like, hey, I'm open up and venting, you got to be at an emotional and a spiritual and a mental capacity to handle that. Because let's say somebody's talking about a sensitive subject that you went through, you didn't tell them, and they start opening up, it might trigger you, and next thing you start having a breakdown, you know? No offense, all my women out there, I hate it. But let's say a woman was raped or sexually assaulted in general, even men too. So whoever was sexually assaulted, right? And you start talking to one of your boys about it or one of your girls about it, and all of a sudden they start projecting, and you're like, it starts hitting flashbacks. It starts, you know, talking to you. It starts messing with you, and you don't know that. So it hurts, because now you're like, now you feel like you're not strong enough. But now you go back and look at the mirror like, dang, I'm really am messed up. I really do got some demons I'm living with. I really do got it, you know? So physical, my health was going down, definitely. I was always in pain. I wasn't just physically up to par. I was not playing basketball as much. I was being a bum. I just felt lazy. I started playing video games. I really don't play games. I really don't play video games like ever. I just used to when I was younger. And then, like, I always tell my friends, I was like, I found out what women are. So, you know, just a little side joke. But yeah, I mean, I just kind of grew out of it, really. Just kind of got tired. But, yeah, my last point Anyway, my last point, but my last point on the four walls or your house or your kingdom is your spiritual. And me, I could tell you this, my spiritual pillar was non-existent. Non-existent. Let me repeat that. Non-existent. I mean, church, what was that? Pray, I mean, or my food, or I remember. Read the Bible, I barely study now. I mean, it's just crazy. Now, I study and I read a lot. I read crazy amount now. I'm in two books right now. I'm two books deep. I go back and forth. People, I do that, but it's a mental exercise. I'm trying to expand my brain capacity, because basically, when you throw multiple different things at your brain can't process one. So it's like it makes it harder for your brain to learn, but your brain learns how to handle multiple tasks at one time. So when you see a list or when you see a whole massive amount of stuff you gotta do, you don't just say, oh, I'm gonna just shit the bed and cry myself to sleep. No, you're like, oh, okay, I got a little list, but isn't that back, knock it out, I do this, and then boom. So it's a way to help my anxiety too. So to conquer your fears, you gotta face them. So if a to-do list is your fear, make it a small to-do list. Write that two things. Like, I'm not saying make it like set yourself up for like just an automatic win, but set yourself for success. If you know you got a couple of things to do, write the to-do list. That will help your anxiety. Simple things like that. But yeah, so my spiritual was non-existent. How I got into that, a friend of mine back in Florida, she's very, very in tune with herself. She had a big awakening moment, and she opened up to me about it, and you know, she lost someone that she loved who was really, really close to her. I mean, it was her husband. So, I mean, let's be real here, like, definitely close. But yeah, tragic accident. I felt bad, but I was there for her. Reached out to her when I found out, and we just clicked. We always clicked. You know, as a childhood friend of mine, we always have this bond, this connection. And I was there for her nonstop, just praying for her, talking to her. But I didn't really know how to go about it. And she was like, hey, you know, Eli, I appreciate you, but I don't need that. And as I said, I'm not going to get too spiritual on that religion type of stuff. She needed more spiritual healing, like actually processing she lost somebody and then coming back. That type of healing. She needed some nurturing, some love, some TLC. Not saying I was a guy doing all that. Like, no, I'm just saying, like, that's what she needed. That's spiritual. She needed another person to lean on to say, hey, come lean on me. My house is strong. Like, I believe in this. I make my heart my home. Make your heart your home. You know what I'm saying? Like, your heart, make it homey. Those four pillars should be in your heart every day. Make that your home. I want my home to be clean, spotless, healthy. You know, it's inviting. People love it here. You know, all that. I want that. She wasn't getting that. She was lacking. And I was like, and her lack opened my spiritual awakening up. Now, you know, I was so side. I was really having bad nightmares. Really, really bad. And what I mean by bad nightmares, don't laugh, but they were really bad, like, sexual dreams. I mean, like, I told her one night, I was like, so when I want to, like, have, like, deep and deep, deep dreams, like, deep thoughts, I lay on my back. I lay flat on my back. And a lot of people or women in the past who ask, like, why'd I do that? You don't move, you sleep like a rock, like a stone. It's because I'm purposely putting myself in this trance. I want to try to astral project. I want to try to really sit back and take in my vivid imagination, my dreams, my thoughts, because I'm in a trance right now for hours, and I'm not gonna remember nothing but like 2 minutes. So those 2 minutes I do remember are gonna be super key. So I would do that on purpose. But then those dreams started turning into just sex. I mean, just a whole lot of sex. I'm just like, dude, like, I love it, but I mean, like, I'm not doing that. Like, what's going on? So I was just having these, and then I finally went to Florida to go visit her. And she got me right. She legit said, she said, she did a reading for me. She got me, we went by the water, we went in the moonlight, she prayed. Of course, we still prayed. She read some passages to me, gave me some ideas, crystals. I learned about my chakras. That's why I got into meditating, about to breathe. Because I told her the dream that I had that scared me the most, I was legit sleeping on my back, right? My closet door opens up mad slow. This big old hand, like huge, like probably like a you think the person probably be like 10, like 30 feet tall type hand. It was a huge hand, but it was like nails. It was like a woman's hand, but it was all scaly looking. Reached out and like opened my door, peeked it, and like just like, and I just see like the corner of their eye, and it was like this big old like glowing eye, and I'm just looking at it and I can't move, and I'm just like, what the heck's going on? This is crazy. Me, as much as I hate to be scared, but I'm like, I gotta see it through, right? So that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna see this through. I sat down. I mean, I'm laying down, and it just gets more and more vivid, and the lady starts coming out little by little, more by more. I'm seeing her, and at first I'm like, what is that? When she gets close to me, beautiful. I'm like, oh snap, like, okay, like, what's up? You know, she climbs on top of me and it gets real dark and the lights cut on, and I look up and it's this evil old demonized looking hand on my chest. I mean, just looking at me, like, yeah, I got you, like, and I'm like, get off me, I remember just getting, I couldn't, like, move, and I'm like, get off me, I'm screaming, and she said, no, you're gonna be the spawn of the Satan, you're gonna be the spawn of the serpent, son of the serpent. I'm just like, what, and I freaked out, instantly called my dad. My dad, pray right now. But I told my dad everything, he called me, he was like, man, be careful. I called my mom, she pray. I even called my grandma, and she's old, she was like 94, all right, love her to death. I'm glad God's giving her life. She prayed for me. You know, I'm scared. I'm with the grandma. Come on now. So, yeah, I looked into it. I went to therapy for it. I still go to therapy to this day. Yeah, I still go to therapy. Always got to get yourself checked out mentally. Always do check-ins. Make sure you're good. But, yeah, I was scared. And that's because my four pillars were ruined. And she's the one that kind of told me to say, hey, which one looks like you visit regularly and which one needs to be aired out? So, out of those four rooms, you got to sit down and write. And this is what I did too. The exercise that I did, I had a blank piece of paper. I just broke it in four sections. I just wrote the four rooms. And you can label, like, you in your kitchen, your bedroom, you know, however you want it. But I just labeled, you know, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional. And I wrote down, what do I see when I walk in this room? And I was like, you know, mental, I put, you know, stress, I put anxiety, I put doubt, self-doubt, to self-numbing. You know, and then my next room, physical, lack of nutrition, lack of eating properly, drugs, alcohol abuse, you know. Then I went to my next one. And I'm like, these things I walk in, I'm seeing. And if you walk in these rooms and see that stuff, it's toxic. It's horrible. It's bad for you. You won't make it out here. You just won't simply make it out here. And I had to really sit down and do that. And it took a couple, I guess, some traumatizing events. Like that night, like that moment I lost my friends, to them, the people out there who think like, oh, it's just, no, like, I was traumatized by that night, because it's like, I know things about y'all that I'm going to the grave with, and vice versa. I tell people, I'm the biggest secret tell you tell. I know things. I just be knowing things. I'm like, I forget. That's my problem. I just usually forget. That's why. I honestly do forget. I'm sorry, guys. I love you, but I do forget a lot. But also, truthfully, I'm just saying, I go to the grave with it, because if you told me that, say, hey, I trust you, but I don't want you to talk. Okay. Stop right there. Why do I need to go out and just tell the next person or anybody, like, hey, you know, such and such, you know, they have cancer, they're dying. Like, they might not want to know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just, like, you tell me that, I'm like, it stops here. And I just tell us, I'm going to the grave with it. But that's what goes back to what, when I went back to Florida, what the young lady down there told me. She was telling me that, hey, you have a lot of inner stuff in you. You are living with a lot of different people in your head. And that goes back to my, what I was diagnosed with. And now I see what I mean when she said that. Not like actual, like, but like, you have thoughts in your head because you're doing this and living this lifestyle that you're not of. Or you're sitting here shacking up with this girl, going out, doing this with the, spending time with your, so you're giving yourself out a lot to a lot of people, and everybody loves Eli's energy. Everybody's picking up Eli's, just sucking it. And you're being sucked. Remember that movie, Harry Potter, where the Dementors, when they came out and sucked your energy? That's what she kind of broke it down to. I was like, wow, that's crazy. So you have a lot of Dementors around you because they're just coming by like a drive-by. Suck one out of you, keep it moving. Pull up, get one out of you, keep, and that's all it was. That's all it was. And then she said, you're also what you are what you keep. So since I was keeping people around my house, I was, then they come and fuck up my house. So I'm going to buy this somebody else's house. Guess what I do? I'll fuck shit up. So I come in there. I got the drugs. I got the alcohol. Hey, I got the toxicity. Yeah, I'm a fuck boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, stuff like that was just, I was doing. And I was just living something I was not supposed to be living. And it scared me. And that's why I took time. And that's why I thank my ex, shout out Karina, to give me this book, 100 Ways to Keep Your Soul Alive. It's by Frederick and Mary Ann Brussat, Brussat. It's online. It's a cheap little book. Not cheap little book, but it's a small book. It's cheap, not that expensive. Come on, we're all good. I don't know about saving. But I got this, and I read it. To this day, I still read it. And I haven't talked to her over a couple years. So it was like, think about how the impact that had on me. Like, that she potentially saved my life at one point, or got me back on track. Saying to the lady, young lady in Florida, shout out Jay, Without that, I wouldn't know about this whole other side of me that I love. That's how I got into painting, to express myself. There's ways I can you could express yourself to let you know, hey, tell the people around you who are in your house, hey, you guys in my room, you guys are in my emotional room. I'm going through a lot of emotions because I had a loss with a family member, or I have a bad breakup, or I lost a friend, or, you know, I failed a test, so I'm sad. And y'all are also sad, and y'all project on me. I can't have that right now. Can you guys please leave my room? And that's it. Is your house protected? Rockabye baby. You have, if I have a baby, think about it. Your energy, you protect it. It's like, all right, break it down old school. You're the baby church. Everybody knows who the church baby is. You're the newborn, all cute, innocent. You get passed around the church. Everybody wants to hold you. That's your energy. You're the church baby. Protect that. Hold that church baby close to you. And then when you're ready to say, okay, you know what, this person, oh, such a cute baby. Or, hey, you know what, you're emotionally in tune with me. I want to get to know you more. Okay, here's some of my energy. Maybe pass the church baby to you. That's your turn. You see what I'm saying? Protect that. You have every right to do that. So don't sit here and settle for less, or let somebody tell you or talk you something out of it, or tell you like, hey, you know, yeah, I know physically, you know, you physically, hey, I feel a little overweight. You know, they might say, no, you're not. You're good. And that's good. You need that. That's good. But don't sit here and cap to me. Don't sit here and lie to me. You know what I'm saying? I tell one thing I say is people cool, but they ain't real. Keep it real with me. Keep it real with me. I'd rather you keep it real with me than be cool with me. Because I know the real you, or I know what you're giving me is the truth. I mean, I like it. I mean, I want to accept it, but it's the truth, and I accept it. So I need somebody to really say, hey, you know what? I don't think you're out of weight, but since you want to lose weight, I can tell it's bothering you. I'm going to help you with that. You're right. You know what? The average person your size should be this, blah, blah, blah. You are something like that. Or you're mental. You know what? You haven't been bad. Some people have general anxiety disorder. Like, you know, that's so deep because that means like the smallest thing can like really have them in a panic attack. People get sweats, sweaty palms, itchy eyes, stuttering, throat claw. Physically they can get sick from that, and it's be the littlest things, but because you won't know, because they deal with it so much, they're just hiding it or they're numbing it, and that's bad. You got to really recognize that so you avoid those type of triggers or those bad environments. Or for instance, watch whose house you're going to. Definitely don't sit here and walk in anybody's crib. Hell no. You want somebody's house, they got roaches, rats, they got water on the floor, no heat, you know, they walk in, they got a couch. It's like, okay, you just moved in, are you just getting yourself right, or have you're comfortable living this incomplete foundation of a lifestyle? You see what I'm saying? Some people have, you know, three pillars, but no roof, because that fourth pillar, which could be emotional or spiritual or whichever one it was, could be collapsed. It's like, hey, bro, you know, emotionally, you're not stable, man. You got to really heal. You got to take some. You got to talk to somebody about that. Your roof is caving in. You got water coming in. You got bugs coming in. You see what I'm saying? We got to be those people around to hold people accountable and have them hold you accountable as well to make sure your foundation is always 100. And that's what I'm going to leave you up with today. What room do you be in too much or too less? What room needs to be aired out? What room needs a good spring cleaning? What room you need to really study in more? What room you need to be in more to come into more? What room do you need to build? You might have a room you're missing completely. You might have an incomplete foundation. You're like, man, I got a sinkhole. Why do you have a sinkhole? Why do you have a sinkhole? So that's what I'm gonna leave you with today. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for all the support. I've been getting great support. I'm gonna leave how y'all, how I leave all my little podcasts. We are all made up of stars. We all have that energy in us. All our electrons, protons, neutrons, electrons, all that in the atoms that we have comes from stars. We all got that little stardust in us. And that means you have superstar potential. So don't let nobody kill your shine. Much love and peace, y'all. Thank you.